Hi, this is Kelly, and I'm giving a podcast on type 2 diabetes. There are four different types of diabetes, but type 2 is the most common. More than 25.8 million people in the United States are suffering from type 2 diabetes alone. That is 8% of the population. Diabetes is a problem with your body that causes glucose levels to rise higher than normal. This is also called hyperglycemia. Glucose is the source of energy for cells that make up muscles and tissue and is the brain's main source of fuel. Type 2 diabetes occurs when cells become resistant to insulin. The pancreas is then unable to make enough insulin to overcome this resistance, so sugar starts to build up in the bloodstream. People need to go to the doctor if they experience an increase in thirst, frequent urination, unexplained weight loss, presence of ketones in the urine, fatigue, blurred vision, high blood pressure, or frequent infections. In 2007, diabetes was the cause of death for 71,382 deaths, was a contributing factor for 160,022 deaths. In addition, adults with diabetes have heart disease death rates about 2 to 4 times higher and a risk for strokes 2 to 4 times higher than adults without diabetes. The increase in the amount of people diagnosed with diabetes is due to urban sprawl, lack of parks, automobile-focused transport, and technology. All of these factors have contributed to a lazier population because they do not need to work as hard to get what they want. This leads to people becoming obese, which is a big factor in the development of type 2 diabetes. In order to prevent diabetes, people should eat a healthy diet, manage their weight, exercise, and increase their amount of sleep. Patients diagnosed with diabetes should meet with a dietitian to plan an individualized diet to meet their own health needs. However, if one does not wish to do that, they should split up their diet into 40 to 65% carbohydrates, 25 to 35% fats, and 12 to 20% proteins. The best carbohydrates to have are vegetables, fruits, beans, and whole grains. The fat should be divided into monounsaturated fats, such as olive oil and avocados, and omega-3 polyunsaturated fats, such as fish, flaxseed oil, and walnuts. Also choose a non-fat or low-fat dairy products instead of whole milk products, and try to limit trans fats foods to less than 1% of total calories. Proteins should include fish, soy, and poultry instead of red meat. Being overweight is the number one risk factor for type 2 diabetes. People should lose weight if their body mass index is 25 to 29, which is considered overweight, or higher, which is considered obese. Exercise is another important factor in preventing diabetes. Regular exercise improves insulin productivity, which is key to staying healthy. Specialists recommend at least 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise or 90 minutes of high intensity exercise a week. You should split this up between at least 3 days of the week and do not go more than 2 days in a row without exercising. The last thing that will help to reduce the risk of diabetes is making sure you get enough sleep. Try to get 7 to 9 hours of sleep every night in order to be fully rested. All of these tips are also good for slowing down the rate of diabetes if already diagnosed. For more information on this issue, visit www.diabetes.org.